The conservative website Wisconsin Right Now first reported Evers' spawn email. The outlet said an open records request for the account returned more than 17,000 results. Evers' spokesperson Britt Kutebeck told WPR it's a common digital security practice for dignitaries including the governor, first lady, and lieutenant governor. Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council President Bill Leaders says the practice may be common, but the public was in the dark about it.
This is something that apparently has been going on for some time, and there may be nothing nefarious about it, but it certainly is something that the public has a right to know about.
A WPR email sent to the governor's alias account Monday bounced back. Kutebeck didn't say if it was disabled. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.